Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, "I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed. Do you think that I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." This is our text. I don't know about you, but to me, when I read that paragraph, it doesn't sound good. Fire and great division? Jesus says that's why he came? He even says he can't wait until this fire of division is kindled? Why does our Savior talk this way? Let me tell you a story this morning about a woman named Munira. Munira grew up in Tajikistan in Central Asia. Officially, Tajikistan has freedom of religion, but the Tajik people who embrace Christianity often face fierce and violent opposition, especially from their own families. That's what Munira experienced 2 decades ago when she came to faith in Jesus Christ. Munira was 19 years old when God brought her to faith. And at first, she felt an overwhelming peace. Yet soon the gravity of her situation hit her. She knew that her family would not understand her reasons for turning away from Islam, so she kept her faith private for about 6 months, reading her Bible in secret, quietly slipping away to attend underground church services. But at the end of those 6 months, something significant happened. Munira's family announced that she was to be married. They had arranged a husband for her. And now the time had come where she had no choice but to openly confess her faith in Christ. And when she did, the response was terrifying. Her grandfather immediately began to beat her, and for 15 minutes continued the beating. And the next day, her father, who had been absent, returned home, and he took up the beating, finally flinging her into her room and yelling, "You'll never leave unless you repent," and he locked her in. For the next 6 months, leaders from the local mosque visited Munira in her room, praying out loud and pressuring her to return to Islam. She resisted. Finally, her father reached the breaking point. "Munira, you have 5 minutes until I kill you. Who do you choose, your family or Jesus?" After everything she'd been through, Munira was tired and broken. Her strength was gone. But somehow, God gave her the courage to be faithful. Her father had threatened her life and asked her to choose between her family and Jesus. Munira simply replied, "Jesus, my Savior." And now Munira's father, whom she loved so much, really beat her for what seemed like hours. All she could do was sob and sob and endure the strikes. She wondered how her family could have come to hate her so much. And then suddenly her father dragged her out to the car, beaten and bloody, and thrust her into the back seat. He threw a shovel into the back seat with her and announced that he was going to bury her alive. Fortunately for Munira, even in his rage, her father restrained himself, remembering that there were still 2 days left of Ramadan, the Islamic holy month in which Muslims are particularly forbidden from certain sins, including arguing, fighting, and cruelty. And so he restrained himself for a time, allowing Munira the next day to escape and to leave her home forever and to find refuge and hiding with a Christian family. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. You sons and daughters, was Munira better off with her family's love or with the love of God in Jesus Christ? You know the answer, even though it is such a painful one. That's why Jesus said he wished the fires were already kindled, because though it grieves God that any of his creatures perish in their sin and unbelief, and though it grieves God to see such hatred and mistreatment among men, it is better that some are saved than that all perish. Earlier this summer, on Sunday, June 5th, more than 50 Christians were brutally murdered and many more injured in an attack by masked gunmen. A great crowd of worshipers was gathered inside St. Xavier Catholic Church in southwest Nigeria, celebrating the festival of Pentecost when the attack came. Grenades were thrown into the church, came hurtling into the church, exploding in the midst of the congregation and killing many. And as the panicked worshipers attempted to flee the church, more were gunned down just outside the church door. The governor of that state described the attack as vile and satanic. Videos of the scene appeared on the internet and on the news, showing worshipers lying in pools of blood while the people around them wailed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? Jesus asks in this text. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? Well, Jesus, we praise you as our Prince of Peace. The angels rejoiced on the night when you were born. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men upon whom God's favor rests. What about peace be with you and my peace I leave with you? Whatever happened to he breaks the bow and shatters the spear and he makes wars cease to the ends of the earth? What about I will lie down and sleep in peace? For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. And somewhere I know that you promised the wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together. They will neither hurt nor harm in all my holy mountain. So where is it? Where is your peace, Jesus? The peace that Jesus brings is peace with God. Peace with God is the most important and greatest thing in the world for us sinners. You were God's enemies. Through his suffering and death on the cross, Jesus has taken all of your sin and enmity and disobedience in your place on the cross. He has taken all of this upon himself, and in his own body, in great pain and duress, in the fiery baptism of the cross, he has endured your punishment as a wicked enemy of God. St. Paul has written, "Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but God was pleased through Christ to reconcile to himself all things, things on earth and things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." Through Jesus' blood, we have peace with God. His anger has passed us by. We are reconciled. Don't you doubt for a minute that the blood of Jesus has reconciled you to your God forever. God now looks on you as his friend, as his dear child, and nothing can take away or destroy the peace that Jesus has won for you. He himself has established it in his blood. Nothing can take his peace from you. No earthly trials, no hatred of your own family, no beatings from your own parents, No homelessness, no shame or embarrassment, no loneliness, no pain or injury, no disease or even death can rob you of the everlasting peace of a redeemed and baptized Christian. If God is for you, who can be against you? If God is on your side, what should make you afraid? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, for in all this, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. And when everything is said and done, that will be all that matters. That is what matters most. Though, as Munira knows, and you know, the divisions that we suffer in this age are painful and real. Do you think that Jesus came to bring peace on earth? No, not on earth, not in this age. Wherever the good news of the cross of Jesus is proclaimed and believed, there will be opposition and hatred. There will be division, sometimes even in families, the most painful of all. And sometimes there will be persecution. Jesus has warned, you will be betrayed, even by parents, brothers, relatives, friends, and they will put some of you to death. All men will hate you because of me. But not a hair on your head will perish. By standing firm, you will gain life. And he assures us, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Take heart, Munira, dear sister in Christ. Take heart, all of you redeemed of Christ. The strife will not be long. Today, the noise of battle. The next, the victor's song. And then, at long last, peace and unity will reign supreme, never to be challenged or disrupted again. Today, here in this place, you who have shared Christ's peace with one another will receive again this bestowal of peace, this proclamation of peace here at our Lord's altar. Peace with God forever. The peace that comes through Jesus' blood. Amen. Let us pray. Righteous and all-merciful God, hasten the day of your Son's coming, that all strife and suffering among us may cease. Strengthen those who endure severe hardship and persecution for the sake of your name. Grant them true peace in the very midst of earthly strife. Console all who mourn the unbelief of members of their own family. And grant each of us grace to stand fast in faith in Jesus Christ, who alone is our peace. In his precious name we pray. Amen.